The City of Detroit's inaugural executive director of its Office of Eviction Defense has completed her first month on the job. April Faith Slaker was hired to satisfy a requirement of Detroit's Right to Counsel Ordinance, which was passed last May. The law allows low-income Detroiters facing eviction to obtain free attorneys. Faith Slaker tells WDET's Laura Herberg that offering the right to counsel is the right thing to do.
When people are not able to really like represent themselves well in court or don't have access to representation, there's growing empirical research that not having that representation can lead to poorer outcomes for them. And then, of course, serious consequences. There's evidence that evictions disparately impact renters of color, particularly Black women and children. Landlords have representation over 80% of the time, whereas tenants have a lawyer helping them out like less than 5% of the time. And so that imbalance can also lead to these really poor outcomes for tenants who don't have the means to get representation. And people really need to be able to navigate the court system and assert their rights.
What will the specific duties be of your office?
I think I have multiple roles, but certainly fundamentally, I need to make sure that the ordinance is implemented. I'm going to be organizing the programs that are providing services. I'm going to be coordinating with the court and other organizations in the housing and homelessness space and collecting the data needed to really assess how the program is working and whether it's meeting the needs.
And I think the big question everyone wants to know is, when will low-income Detroiters begin obtaining free counsel for evictions?
Yeah, so I know that there are lawyers in the courtrooms now under other sources of funding. So I'm sure you know the Gilbert Family Foundation put in a good chunk of money for this as well. And they already have lawyers in the courtroom providing these services. There's also the Detroit Landlord Tenant Legal Counsel Program, the DLTLC program that has attorneys working on this as well. But specifically under the right to counsel, we are very close to being able to fully launch and get forward with this. I predict there will be right to counsel funded attorneys in the courtrooms by the end of February.
So is there enough funding to cover the need for this program?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of what we're going to find out. We have, one of my priorities will be to collect the data needed right from the start to be able to assess that problem, to make sure that the funding is getting to where it needs to be and that there are attorneys in the courtrooms. And I'm optimistic that if the data shows and suggests that additional funding is needed, that that will be something that will be considered.
What impact are you hoping your office will have on the city?
I think first and foremost, it's really essential to help Detroit families thrive. And housing is a fundamental building block to having a healthy, productive, and happy life. So hoping to cultivate housing stability in Detroit as a whole. We do know from mounting empirical evidence that lawyers can make a big difference in the courtroom and civil cases. And there's some research specifically on eviction cases as well, that they really do make a difference in the mitigation of financial consequences or preventing an eviction altogether. And then I think getting word out to the public that there will be an attorney in the courtroom for them will potentially help them feel more comfortable showing up to court.
That was April Faith Slaker, Detroit's first executive director of its Office of Eviction Defense. She spoke with WDET's Laura Herberg. The office was supposed to launch in October, but Faith Slaker's first day on the job was postponed until January 3rd. Detroit Corporation Counsel Conrad Mallett says delays were caused by staff departures. He says the program is on track for its March 1st launch date.